This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk drafts, prospects, the future. We're all about the future. And, it's our time of the year. We had the NFL draft. Don't forget to check out our podcast on that. We go into a lot with the Lions that maybe you didn't hear everywhere and all that. Check that out on one of our podcasts. But this is our time of the year because we got the NHL draft, the Major League Baseball draft, the NBA draft. Although the Pistons, they're going to have a first-round pick.
Unless Trajan does something crazy.
Yeah, they might be trading Trey Holloman or something in the second.
He's NC State. He might go back to Michigan State with all the point guards they got now.
Well, I'd have to take a pay cut. Yeah, these right. Guys have got to take a – Shedeur Sanders is going to take a severe pay cut.
It's crazy.
That aside, Red Wings, bad luck. If it wasn't for bad luck, they'd have no luck at all.
I heard that.
Their 13th overall pick. And I don't know. But the Red Wings are I don't know. Can I say this on our podcast? They're a clusterfuck, okay?
Pat, what I saw with Steve Yzerman at his end-of-the-season press conference, I've seen a lot in my 20 years working in this business. I've never seen a man that looked so – I don't know if it was a combo of defeated, not wanting to do it. Like, he just didn't seem into it and didn't want to have any explanation to anybody that was going to question him.
Well, because, look, this is how the analogy I would use for it. That's the analogy I'd use for it. Steve Yzerman, great player. He had these big numbers when he was younger, but once he established himself with Scotty as a captain, he was good for, 90 points in an 80-game season, and he'd score 30-some goals and 47 assists. And as an executive, he's been effective, to that degree. I mean, people say, well, Tampa didn't win a winning. Look, he's the one who built that team. He was wildly successful. He was wildly successful with the Canadian national team in the Olympics a couple times. The guy's got a track record. Early on with the Red Wings, it looked everything's going fine, and he's drafted brilliantly. But this year, I mean, seriously, it would be akin to him having 8 goals, 17 assists, a Corsi of 40, and being minus 44. He totally had a horseshit year.
Yeah, the comment that bothered me the most is when he's like, well, we did compete for a playoff spot. I'm like, but you didn't, because two weeks out, you guys were out.
He's trying to defend himself. The truth of the matter is, he's trying to defend himself, and there was no defense for it.
Yes.
because Tarasenko, awful. Gustafson, awful. When he signed Sherratt, Petrie, Hole, Compher, Kopp, these guys who get a pretty good chunk of pay, he signed them to term and they're stuck with him. And those guys go out there and do not play as if their hair's on fire. And his captain, he's got two things to balance. One, he's the captain of the team. Well, he's the captain of the team. And in the room, players like him, DeBrincat, Kane, Raymond, Sider, these guys are playing their ass off. And he gave them Peter Mrazek and a fourth line guy, maybe, at the trade deadline.
That was an interesting comment, too, when people asked him about Larkin's comments, where he said, basically, not making a move deflated the room. I'm paraphrasing, and Eiserman
he
was
did,
like,
morale. He mentioned morale.
He's like, we talked to him. If he wants to tell you, he can tell you. And I'm like,
well, fine, but fine. You know, Dylan's smart. He said it twice, not just once. And Dylan's smart. He knows he's got a no trade for a while, and then even then, it's a 10 list thing. So he's going to be here, okay? And he had to speak up to control the room, actually, the players that matter in
so
there.
So you applauded that?
Yes. Yes, I did. And, you know, Eiserman, you know, acting like, hey, you know, this and that. Well, the captain of the team is not designed to, you know, just carry out, you know, management's horseshit decisions and then say, oh, it's fine in the room. You know, go out and get him next time, Tiger, because Larkin's led by example. People who rip Dylan Larkin are full of shit, okay? He's been put in a very difficult situation. So he showed leadership. He showed balls, and that's what I like. You know, I like guys with balls who are captains of the hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey's a game of balls. It's a game of cojones, Evan. It's a case of having a couple shot puts in there. So, and what... Eiserman's added is a lot of players who are on term and they're, you know, either past their prime or they got their big contract that's going to, you know, put them comfortable, and they play like they're comfortable. They do their 40 seconds, get off the fucking ice and you know, skate to the bench, dump it in, you know, don't play with any kind of fucking enthusiasm. And it was very difficult to watch the bottom end. Now, you see Kane wasn't like that. Kane's walking, he's not the same player. But, you know, he gets out there with the Brinket, and it's total horseshit because if they had Edvinson and Sider playing, that's 25 minutes a game of outstanding defense. But they had to break them up because they don't have somebody else because they signed these other guys who can't play. That's an issue. So that's what's happening with them. And then on top of it, he just keeps piling on. This thing about, like, the AHL and the playoffs, the separation of games is fucking ridiculous. I guess it's because of venue availability.
Sure.
But they had a game. They played Dallas. Kosa gets out there, and he gives up 2 goals and 7 shots. Ass out of the game, the first one.
That's okay. Unique, right, to do it that quick?
Well, I don't know. Not okay. Really. I mean, they were losing control of the game or whatever. And he wasn't playing well. He could have stopped the puck, although they were totally getting outplayed by this Texas team. Totally getting outplayed. So anyway, brings in Campbell, and you know, and then they don't play, you know, for 6 days. I think it was 6 days, and they play yesterday, and fucking Jack Campbell's in there, and you're sitting there watching it, and you're like, what is this?
You mentioned this the last Red Wings podcast that we did, that they were playing Campbell more than Kosa.
Well, they weren't playing him more, but they were playing him enough that Kosa only got like 44 starts. The thing about it, he's got to go see a lot of pucks. And my observation of Sebastian Kosa is he's fucking stale down there. I mean, he's played down there. He's played how much down there?
Right.
And all these other guys out, Osgood and Vasilevsky when he was with the Tampa, and go, you know, they get a chance. You know, and usually they make the most of the chance he back down. This idea that he picked up Peter Mrazek to put $4-point-something million against the cap, make it 27% with, you know, when you're talking about Hole, because he's got a buried contract, at least $2 million against the cap next year, even if they send him to Grand Rapids, 3.4 if he's on the team. Sherratt, Compher, Kopp, Gustafson, Tarasenko, and then you throw Peter Mrazek on top of it. And the other thing, too, I want you to think about this. I told people this. Mrazek was real toxic in their room. They couldn't get rid of him fast enough after he got a contract. Dylan Larkin was on that team.
Okay.
So Dylan Larkin's aware of what Peter Mrazek brings to the table back in the day. And Peter and Larkin's played in one playoff series in 10 years.
Wasn't that his rookie year, too?
Yeah. One. And DeBrincat was with the horseshit Blackhawks teams. He's played in one playoff, two series.
Mm.
So these guys, come on, man. You know, and how is it helping your younger players? So I have no idea what Yzerman's doing. He's got $24 million of cap space. There's no Raymond Insider thing coming up here. He does have the space to get somebody. And, you know, ideally, he goes out and gets somebody with a little sandpaper. You know, to me, Sam Bennett's a perfect player for him. So, but that aside, you know, if he keeps like, hey, you got to keep your draft picks, are going to keep doing stuff, you know, that's fine. But he's starting to get like some of these players where he could possibly move in a deal. And the thing what he said about St. Louis was so disingenuous.
Oh, about them getting two guys a term or signing the offer sheet?
No, St. Louis, they didn't do anything at the deadline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they picked up Cam Fowler in December. They picked him up. You can't make this shit up, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They picked him up for one of Tim, I think he's one of Tim Biakabatuka's relatives. He's from the same town. No, the guy's name was Biakabatuka. And a 2027 second rounder. We've already talked about how fucking useless second round picks and fourth round picks are in the NHL. Only 15% of second rounders make it. It's not like the NFL, like all these dumb fucks think it is. So, you know, here's the thing. What's he doing? I mean, it's like, you know, and then he's up there and, you know, Rieger asks him a question.
No and no.
Well, it's like, you know, okay. And he knew, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, you had to have known the question about Jake Walman was going to happen.
And you also knew that if you answered it like that, all of a sudden it'd be on everybody's drop fucking board here.
Well, yeah, it made it even worse.
Yeah, it made it worse. And so, you know, and then he's daydreaming about it.
Well, that's what got me when he was like, I didn't even hear a word that he just said. I was daydreaming. I'm like, dude, you can't let a question like that rattle
you. That is so unlike Eisenman.
It was weird, right? Like, right. You don't see, usually the GM, whether they are or they aren't, act like the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
And for a moment, he acted like he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
And out of control. But you talking made me think that the Red Wings are in the exact opposite position of the Detroit Tigers. Scott Harris has made it very evident he doesn't want to block the young guys and get them up here, where it seems like the Red Wings are blocking all the young guys.
Well, no. The Red Wings are talking out of both sides of their fucking mouth on that.
Where they want the young guys to play, but yet they don't play them.
They don't play them. No, they say that we're not, you know, it doesn't matter that we go out and sign all. They're older than the average team.
Oh, yeah.
And that they go out and sign these guys who can't play, and then they try to justify that in what they are when they do this by, hey, you know, which is a legitimate thing, because I wouldn't fire Eisenman simply because he drafts so well. And also he has a track record, and I believe in that he's a smart guy. Trust me on this. I do feel a lot of I have a lot of respect for Eisenman. I'm genuine. But you try to justify that, and then you don't move the young guys.
Well, so that leads me into my next question, because I've wondered this, and obviously...
No, they did bring up Casper and Edmondson early, and Sider they played from the beginning and all that, but...
But that's what I continuously Raymond. Hear, is that he drafts so well.
He does.
But my question is, do you know that with all the players that haven't come up? Because how different is the NHL from the AHL? Because, like... When I hear baseball, they draft so well. I'm not going to believe it until I actually see him.
Well,
again.
It's the same in the NHL. But Marco Casper, at his age, had a fabulous year. Raymond is the best player maybe in the world, certainly in the top handful at his age. Sider, the best defenseman in the world his age or younger. Edmondson, perhaps the best defenseman in the world his age or younger. So you've already seen that. And those were guys that the games they won this year were because of those guys.
Now, what young guys should be, could be, will be pushing to play with the Red Wings?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle Sedin Pelikka.
Well, that's the kid from Sweden that
right.
just came
back.
Right,
he didn't do shit in that game yesterday.
Okay.
We're doing this the day after game two of that exhilarating series between the Texas Stars and the Grand Rapids Griffins.
Watching
Grand Rapids spend 6 days to go out there and come out flatter than a soda pop that's been left out in the fucking sun for a day. I'm sorry. I'm just, I you know, this pisses me off.
Well, because it makes me wonder, is winning the AHL, what's the cup called?
The Calder Cup, I think.
Whatever it is.
I might be the Calder. I have no fucking
idea. So whatever that trophy is, that's more important.
I think I should know that, but I don't.
But that's more important than getting...
No, they're not doing that. But you know, I don't.
I just wonder, because what's more important?
There's you know, this is what bugs me about it, okay? It's like, there's some of Ken Holland's foibles creeping in here.
Well, that's who we learned from, right?
Yeah, but, you know.
It is the Calder Cup. I nailed it.
Yeah, the Calder Cup. There you go. You're right. It used to be the Turner Cup when it was the International League. And remember the Vipers?
Oh, yeah.
They won it?
Do I remember the Vipers?
Do I remember? Remember the Vipers?
Peter Sikora on that team?
Oh, yeah.
And Gordie Howe?
And Satan.
The only reason I know that is because the Palace Auburn Hills used to have a Vipers little area, and they would have like a Sikora jersey or a Gordie Howe jersey.
It was great.
They were awesome.
No, they were, man. When the NHL was on strike, they were the best team in the world. I just to say this, you know, on it, looking at it, I don't know what they're doing here. It's like they totally got off track, and the whole thing, you know, look, to me, and you can say that he learned from Holland, but when he was at Tampa, Yzerman didn't do shit like this. He didn't do shit like this when he first got here. But think about this: what's the difference between Sherratt and Trevor Daley? You know, at least Sherratt goes out and plays and doesn't get hurt, and he's a tough kid. But, you know, not a kid anymore, but he's a great player, real good, him and Petrie. But they're past their prime. You know, Compher, I have no idea how you can go from the Avalanche, come here, and play like that. I mean, there's so many games in which he is so non-existent. It's like, well, is Compher on the team? You know, Kopp, I think, has got value and is, you know, a third-line center, but they've always had to kind of stretch his role. Rasmussen, they signed him to a deal, and all of a sudden he doesn't play nearly as well. You know, just these decisions on term, it reminds me a lot of Holland. And then Holland used to, you know, he really got pissed when people would say this, because Babcock's the one who brought it up about the overly ripe thing. You know, it's like, okay, and I don't know if they've done that so much. I'm very suspicious of this Kosa crap. You know, I've talked about it over and over again. You know, I think the, you know, I'm guessing that Red Wing people are like, oh, they keep talking about Kosa, these fans and everything. Oh, it's almost to the point where if he does bad, it feels like, oh, man, you want that because it justifies your stance on it. It's just weird. It's weird. I know that's not what they're thinking.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it's almost like that because the fans want, and justifiably. This isn't a bunch of hey, they don't know anything about hockey people, you know, calling up our radio station and saying, oh, shit, where's Kosa? They got a fucking point. Okay? It's not a bad one. And, you know, the Peter Mrazek thing, there's no, how can you defend that? You can't. You know, look, there's going to be, you know, like, oh, there aren't that many free agent goals. There's going to be goalies you get out there that'll be like that. Give your kid a chance. You know, it's not like you went out and got the Conn Smythe Award winner or something in Peter fucking Mrazek.
You're telling me he's not Connor Hellebuck?
No. or Binnington. You know, that was quite, you know, watching those two go at it.
Where
again.
Did we see that? I feel like we've seen that match.
Oh, man,
before.
It's fucking great. The playoffs
were just
great.
In those
That's
that
the other
four
thing.
Nations?
That's the other thing. You know, I guess this is where it's coming. And look, I'm not like a Red Wings fan per se, but I know what Red Wing fans are like. And, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, they used to see that shit all the time. You know, like what we saw with the Winnipeg. Yzerman, that series against St. Louis where he beat John Casey with that rocket of a shot.
From the blue line?
We used to see shit like that all the time. This town hasn't seen any of it. And on top of it, the Tigers are playing like the Tigers are playing at a better pace than the 61 fucking Yankees over a half a season.
Hell, the Pistons have already held their second playoff series in their arena.
The Pistons have had, yeah, Pistons are, you know, coming on like gangbusters. And their cachet got better. The Knicks won against the Celtics. And, you know, the Lions have been terrific. And what do we got with the Red Wings? The number one team in town, the four-time Stanley Cup champs in 11 years. And you know, and it's like, well, they make the playoffs. They're you know, you got to be patient with draft picks. Their draft picks have been far advanced. That should have been a playoff team if you put better players around it. That is the bottom line. And look, man, I've defended Yzerman. I'll defend him again, I know, in the future.
Absolutely.
If something comes up. But there's no defending the indefensible on this. And, look, I understand the degree of the news conference, but I'd say this. He's being tested. He's being tested the same way he was as a player by Scotty.
which is fine. I mean,
and he passed that test with flying colors, but you know, stop with the, you know, and he knows that. He knows that. If he has an issue with the question, just, you know, don't get into it at the news conference. Pull Rieger aside, tell him, you know, whatever, and do it. He knows that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It almost made me wonder, and I'm not.
And Wallman, there were some issues with Wallman.
Oh, absolutely.
That were known at the time. That were known at the time.
But when you give him away and attach a pick for future considerations, then you see him dealt for a first round pick.
And he played well in San Jose. And then the other thing, you know, watching the St. Louis series, because they traded Sunquest. They got Sunquest in that trade, and it was for Nick Leddy. And Nick Leddy and Sunquest are playing their ass off in the playoffs against Winnipeg for St. Louis.
Do you think at all, and I don't know.
I mean, all this stuff, you know, is like, come on, man. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I'm wondering if ego is coming into play. I don't know Steve Yzerman from Adam, right? I just wonder from hearing him talk, and the only times I hear him talk is when he's speaking to the public, right? I'm not right in the room. I don't get anything else. But it just almost seemed like I'm going to do it my way, and I don't care about your way. It was even when he was asked the question about being on the hot seat and his response of being, no, I don't really care what you think.
I didn't have a problem with that.
And he said, I go to Chris Ilitch. But the reason I had a problem with it, the newspaper writers aren't writing for themselves. They're writing for the fans, right? And so them, by asking the question, is by means
he answered that question the way he should have.
Okay.
It's just when you combine it with all the different other things,
yeah,
you know, it kind of comes across different. But that's what he should say.
It came across egotistical, in my opinion.
Yeah, because, you know, you could tell he couldn't hide it. Usually
GMs are perfect. Like, they could be going through a divorce, had four deaths in their family, everything, and you wouldn't know a thing, right?
Well, not all the time, but... You know, but I'll say with Yzerman, he's very calculated. He's very bright.
Yes.
So this is new territory. Everything that he's touched, you know, really since he was 18 years old involving hockey is turned to gold. The only time that, you know, he faced, questions and very publicly was called out by Scotty. They were going to trade him. They said specifically to Ottawa because he's from that area.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this, you know, it's the only time. And the rest of the time, he's always done what and been what he's supposed to be. And I've said this before, he can be very prickly, and you're seeing part of that. When he was in the room back in the day, you know, with the media, you know, players were talking too much, and Red Wings were wildly popular. He didn't want the players to necessarily be media darlings. Hey, go to this guy or that guy, and he would stop that, okay, with a stare, all right, with a fucking stare. And, you know, he could be extraordinarily short in a different way, you know. I told Rieger this, man, I had an experience with Yzerman like this. I told it on the radio. He was the... you know, GM of the Canadian team, and
yeah,
I saw him and like in the elevator or some shit like that, and I said, hey Steve, man, I was rooting for the Americans. I'm always on the radio, you know, bitching about the Americans wanting to win and how much I want Canada to lose and all that stuff, ABC. So maybe he got wind of that. I don't know. I said, look, man, I was rooting like crazy for the Americans. But, and I was going to go into, hey, you got to give Canada credit. I didn't get to the, you got to give Canada credit. He looks at me and goes, we were more than happy to ruin your fucking day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, you know, I mean, you know, and it was a great story. It was a great comeback.
Excellent comeback.
And that's Steve Yzerman, okay? But, so you're not talking about the village fucking idiot here.
No, and that's why I was so confused about the press conference, because he is so sharp and on top of it and always has an answer. And I was like, daydreaming.
Yeah. What happened to you? I mean, I was like,
it's excusable for me if I'm sitting at my
No. You're right on about that. That's what I was thinking. I wasn't there. You know, I watched the whole thing.
Same here. I was watching on YouTube.
And, you know, thank God I wasn't there, because, you know, I probably would have asked a couple questions. You know, because he was a little bit, you know, I was like, holy shit, you know. This is, you know. And,
and to even admit it, to just say that I was daydreaming, I'm like, wow.
What so, you know, and honestly, I never thought I'd ever see, well, you know, he would be like the last person I could think of, you know, in this situation.
Right.
So, you know, this is what I would say, no matter how gifted we are, no matter how talented we are, no matter how much we're competent at what we do, sometimes we just get tested.
Yeah.
And he's being tested. He made some decisions that made no sense. He made some evaluation. Oh, this is the one. We're scouts, okay? So, you know, you look at the list, you know, people go to the administrator, see they got five pro scouts. One of them is his brother. You know, people, Eiserman's brother is a pro scout for the Red Wings? I had no fucking idea. So anyway, they look at these scouts, and these poor scouts are getting blamed for it. You know, it's like, it's not the scouts. It's the one who makes the decision. You know, it's like, I can't even tell you how many Lion scouts were telling Matt Millen, don't take Mike Williams, take the Marcus Ware. You know what I mean? You know, Matt Millen knew not to do it, but pressure from his coach, his owners, whatever, he ends up taking fucking Mike Williams. You know, it's about, you know, the decision making at the top. And I do wonder if he misses Pat Verbeek. Because Pat Verbeek, you know, is a very intense person. You know, very intense person. I remember sitting next to him, you know, up in that you know, little shit press box at Joe Louis Arena when he'd come in. And, you know, man, he focused on that game. You know, unlike these other scouts are like, No. Pat Verbeek was business. And obviously a sharp dude. And he's doing a pretty good job in Anaheim. So I wonder if maybe he misses some of that because, you know, we all are supported. It's like people, you know, it's like, hey, I like your podcast. No, the podcast is good because I got Evan there.
Well, thank you.
No, but if they took you away from it, you know, it would suck, okay?
Yeah. It'd take 10 years to build a backup.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. There you go, man. You know, I love how people use their career to try to justify whatever. But it's you know, that's the way it is, okay? So, you know, the podcast here, I can go into detail. I can speak with the emotion that I have, you know. And this is how I would talk to you about it if we were having a conversation.
Which makes this podcast great, in my opinion.
And I'm sure if Eiserman had a conversation with me after hearing this, he'd drop a few F-bombs on me too. And that's, you know, that's good.
Rightfully so. But you know what? I always say there's never a problem with being humbled. And sometimes the most powerful people in sports, the world, whatever it might be, need it to take a look at themselves in the mirror or the team or whatever it might be. And am I wrong to say that they probably should make the playoffs next year?
Yes, they should make the playoffs next year. When look, the player, I said this, I'm writing a column about it, so the chances are maybe you're reading this while or seeing this while you're reading that column and you saw that this podcast is there. But the truth of the matter is they should. When you have you know, somebody who's like a 30, 40 goal scorer like DeBrincat. You have Raymond, who's a point per game. He'll improve next year. He's going to get better. Sider on defense, Edmondson on defense. I can't emphasize how good Edmondson is. He really is. He got fucked because he has to play on the second defensive unit.
Right.
He's out there with Johansson or whoever. And same with Sider. You know, and Sherratt, man, I love Sherratt. Don't get me wrong about Sherratt. Sherratt plays hard. But he's just not as good as he used to be, okay? That's the way it is in sports.
Yeah.
And
I mean, hell, Michael Jordan played 82 games in his final season. Guess what? He wasn't the Jordan from the 90s.
He was still pretty good. Still dropped in 20.
But just the fact that you play 82 games.
No.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Body digresses.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So if you get that two guys on defense, you sign a defenseman. And they need some grit. They need somebody who's going to go out there. You know, Sam Bennett, and he's going to be fighting Brady Tkachuk.
Did you see what he did in the game against the Maple Leafs?
Yeah,
he hit the goalie in the back of his head.
Oh, he was,
the goalie started puking. It was wild.
Yeah, and he's nasty.
Yeah.
And he's a second-line center.
So that's a guy.
I wouldn't get some fancy dance. And Mitch Marner's a way better player. I know that. I'm not a dumbass. But, you know, you don't want Mitch Marner out there doing his little fucking ice dance or whatever. You want somebody who's going to go in there and fucking knock some heads. They need guys like that.
Sure.
You know, one of the things that pissed me off, I know Watson's like 33 or whatever, but he's one of the better players in Grand Rapids, and he'll go out there and hit somebody, and he played him like two games, and he played well. You know, it's like get somebody, and they'll say they got Dominic Schine. Dominic Schine gets in a fight, he's going to get his ass kicked. So what good is that? You know, so
one might say he might get a shiner from it?
Yeah. So they made so many decisions this year that – I couldn't even, you know, and then the worst was Nuzi Lalonde's a wonderful man. He's doing a great job on Hockey Night in Canada.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's doing now. And he's good, all right? But they weren't listening to whatever the fucking message was. And they needed somebody like McClellan, and that was a good decision to hire him because he knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
He does.
He doesn't sugarcoat it either.
No, but he doesn't just do it to do it. No. You know, some of these, like John Tortorella or some of these other guys do that. He's not doing that.
That's a great quote.
So he knows what he's doing. So they should make the playoffs. They should improve their team, but they're going to have to carry 27% of their cap with these guys that he's got on term. You know, the only one that's off, drops off, is Petrie.
Okay.
Totally. And they added Mrazek just to, I don't know, what a dumbass move that was.
Doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't even really pay attention.
You know, so, maybe Peter Mrazek can get hot sometimes. Maybe he'll start out good or whatever. But you really like him as your, you know, and Talbot's older. You got to spot him.
Yeah.
You know, they overused him. They had to. So that's definitely an issue. So, but anyway, enjoyed the podcast. No, that was kind of a feisty one.
Whoa. It was fun. I like it.
Yeah, I like it. But we got in nuts and bolts of the Red Wings. Hey, don't forget to like us, download us, Google iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Apple iTunes Store. Apple Store is very, we really appreciate that. I think most of the podcasts we put up on social media for the Apple iTunes Store. Odyssey.com, all those different things. Check us out, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter or X, and Gentleman Jenkins on X, and the Facebook pages of the station and myself and all that. Till next time, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.